Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome back. Welcome back to TOTMT Talk here on Blog Talk Radio with me, your host, Val Carey. We are coming to you live from our studios here in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. And TOTMT Talk is the place that we can candidly speak about all things relevant to that time of the month. Yes, ladies, period, period talk. So I'd love for you guys to join me in the chat room. It's going to be a short show today. You can also call in at 323-870-3792. I just wanted to pop in, say hello. I know you guys are probably out there grilling right now. And if you're grilling and it's your TOTM, be safe, be happy. And I hope that you're eating all of your favorite TOTM food. So we're about to jump into the mood talk, the crazy talk, the cramp talk, the TOTP talk. I would say, do you have your nice hot cup of tea? But it's starting to warm up. So, you know, we'll be drinking different iced teas and different sparklers that are TOTM friendly. Speaking of TOTM friendly, we had today marked 4 years from when we had actually did our TOTM spa party. I know the regulars, you guys that have been with me from day one, remember that spa party because we had a contest leading up to the party. The party was great. And basically what that party entailed was things that you could do at the spa to, you know, feel good during that time of the month. So I was reminded on Facebook about the spa party, which led me to think, you know what, I think it's time for us ladies to get together. Maybe we'll do it in Connecticut. Maybe we'll do it in Brooklyn. Maybe we'll do it in two different places. But we'll definitely be doing maybe a TOTM brunch or a series of TOTM brunches. So definitely stay tuned. Be on the lookout for that. Tomorrow starts the kickoff. Tomorrow is the kickoff to summer. It's Memorial Day, and let us not get away from the true meaning of Memorial Day because there were plenty of people who served our country and who gave their lives for ours, for us to have our freedoms that we now have. So, you know, while you're grilling and you're enjoying that barbecue, don't forget the real reason for Memorial Day. But tomorrow is the official kickoff. Tomorrow is the official kickoff to summer, the official day that you could officially wear white. I know some of us cheated and wore white a couple of days pre-Memorial Day weekend. Tomorrow you can officially pull out your white clothing. And that can be something that a lot of us are looking forward to, but during that time of the month, we are so apprehensive about wearing white. Aren't we, ladies? I know. But like I said, I think last week we talked about carrying a little bottle of hydrogen peroxide. That could be your best friend. So, you know, if you move forward without apprehension, without fear of wearing white by carrying some hydrogen peroxide in the unlikely event that you do have an accident. And I'm just saying, you know, optimistically, the unlikely event, because ladies, we all know what we need to do to prevent those pesky accidents. So, you know what I wanted to talk about? We were going to have a conversation on mother and daughter, you know, have some mothers and daughters call in and let us know what it is that you wish your mom had told you about the period or TOTM. And I thought, you know what, this is not a great weekend to do that because it's a holiday weekend and everyone's out and about. And I really wanted to have some good feedback in regards pushing that conversation back to next week. So, which is fine. Now, Thursday is Menstrual Hygiene Day. Now, I know I've been referring to it as Menstrual Awareness Day. Some of us say Menstrual Awareness Day, but technically it's Menstrual Hygiene. Okay. Tongue-tied, Menstrual Hygiene Day, and that is May 28th. That happens on Thursday, and there are several different organizations that are partaking in Menstrual Hygiene Day. There'll be Twitter parties that They're actually going to be live parties across the United States and the world, not just in the United States, across the world, in Milan, in the UK, just all over the place. I believe in Mexico City, in Buenos Aires, and then in Africa, which, you know, I believe that menstrual hygiene, there are a lot of challenges in the different nations in Africa. Africa is such a big continent that we take it for granted. We actually take it for granted, just the simplicities of life and the necessities. And it's a necessity to have water, but it's such a simplistic thing. But there are other nations, like in Africa, that do not have resources that we come to know, you know, and have taken for granted. So it's difficult for some young ladies to go to school because of the lack of water. They have to carry their water, or because of, you know, whether or not they live in an impoverished nation. So having feminine products is a luxury. It's not even like a necessity. It's just a luxury to actually have. And so Menstrual Hygiene Awareness Day is bringing awareness to these facts and these instances that are happening across the nation. What it is that we're bringing more awareness to in the United States is not necessarily the same thing that across the globe. Their issues are not just the same. As far as education, a lot of girls in these impoverished nations in Africa, they miss school. They miss school every month because they don't have the proper coverage. They don't have the feminine products that you and I take for granted. So advancing education is one of the things that Menstrual Hygiene Day is about, because girls do have a right to education. And because there's inadequate menstrual hygiene education and, like I said, insufficient water, and then as far as sanitary napkins and things of that nature, and even the facilities, girls are missing school. So that's one of the things that Menstrual Hygiene Day is bringing awareness to. So it's interesting because there are a lot of taboos, and there are a lot of taboos and a lot of misconceptions around menstruation. So that's also what Menstrual Hygiene Day is about. And it's really interesting because there are a lot of different words and terms for menstruation throughout the world. And I was just actually looking at this list, and I know here on TOTMT Talk, we talk about the different names that we call our TOTM, and it's just quite interesting to see what they say across the world, you know, across the globe, the different local expressions, aunt Rose, and that's what they say in Australia, but here in the United States, we say aunt Flo. And also in Australia, they say flag of Japan. That's interesting. Also, I've got the flags out. Mary is visiting. That's what. So they call her Mary. In Belgium, they call her Mary, and they say Mary is visiting. Sometimes we would say here in the United States, don't we say my aunt is visiting, which goes back to Aunt Flo. Interesting. You know, I think we could do a whole show around different names that we, and different expressions on how we refer to our monthly cycle. And you know what? I think, yeah, we can probably do a whole or a half show. That's what we'll do. But this Thursday, like I said, it's Menstrual Hygiene Day, Menstrual Awareness Day. And so I really hope that you will connect with, whether it's online, whether it's in your local community, there are different events that are going on around the globe, globally. And you can always go online and get involved in a Twitter chat. Hashtag menstruation matters. That's the hashtag for Menstrual Hygiene Day. I will be hashtagging. I will be partaking in some sort of Twitter party. But also on that day, be sure to follow us at MyTOTM because we're going to be giving away two of the TOTM Ultimate Period Planners just for Menstrual Hygiene Day. Yes, that's what we're doing. That's May 28th, 2015. For Menstrual Hygiene Day. Tomorrow is Memorial Day, and I'm sure we'll all be barbecuing. But leading up to Thursday, I'll be sending out tweets and out reminders and what it is that you need to do to have the opportunity to win a copy of the TOTM Ultimate Period Planner, which is the only planner that you need to track your menstruation, your TOTM, your menstrual cycle, your Aunt Flo, your Mary, is it Aunt Mary that they call her over in Belgium? Yes, that's the only thing that you need. So menstrual hygiene, you can check out menstrualhygieneday.org. It gives you reasons why that they are actually, you know, this movement has started and what it is that they hope to accomplish. But like I said, there are events that are happening, not just events, but events and celebrations that are happening all across the globe. And it's interesting. They have something up in Cambridge in Massachusetts. Who knew that Boston, that area, was so progressively forward-moving and in the movement of menstrual wellness? Who knew that? They have something that they're celebrating. I'm just trying to find it, pull it up. Oh, Happy Body, Happy Period. It's happening in Cambridge. It's the second, because this is actually the second annual menstrual hygiene day. What they're doing is they're having conversations on why menstruation matters, and they're going to be showcasing a variety of menstrual products. I'm just finding out about this. I wish I knew about this a couple of days earlier, and maybe perhaps I might have taken a trip up to Boston to check it out. It's happening from 7 a.m. to 12 noon, but also what's happening in Boston, and we talked about this, this is happening June 4th, 5th, and 6th. The menstruation research conference is happening in Boston. I will be in Boston. I believe that's the week after June 4th, which is a Thursday, 1 week after Menstrual Hygiene Day. So I will be in Boston then, and there's a 3-day conference that discusses and talks about the different aspects of menstrual wellness and the products that we have available to us globally, how young ladies are affected by the lack of resources that they have during that time of the month. So this is going to be something great, and that's happening in Massachusetts. So I will be there. But I'm not going to hold you guys long because I just wanted to pop in. It's a half-day show because it's weekend and tomorrow is Memorial Day. And as we remember all those who have fallen in war to protect us and have fought for our freedoms, as we're putting, you know, the shrimp on the barbie and the hot dogs, remember what the day is all about. And then also, if you're going out in white and it's your TOTM, be sure to pack what it is that you need. Pack some hydrogen peroxide. Okay, be sure to join us back next week. Next week, we are going to have moms and daughters connecting and talking about what is it that you wish your mom had told you earlier about TOTM and about menstruation. I thank you for joining me. I am your TOTM T-Talk radio show host, Val Carey. And until next time we speak, may every TOTM be a so happy one.